fans, we welcome you back to College Baseball's First Pitch Let's Play Ball on the Borden Sports Beat. Why? Because sports matter. I will tell you that there is a family based in Omaha, Nebraska, that is iconic, that is tradition-rich, and providing in Omaha for so many generations thrills and sports and entertainment activities that we are so grateful to bring to our broadcast position another generation of the Mancuso family with Mid-America Exposition here based in Omaha. Stepping up to the plate, the Mancuso brothers, Mike and Joe. Guys, how you doing?
Great, Howard.
Good to talk to you. Howard. We're doing awesome.
Well, you know, before we get into talking about this wonderful event coming up this weekend, the Health Expo, reflect a little bit just the lineage of your family, really from the end of World War II into the 50s up until now, all the wonderful things that that have been happening within the family organization with your dad and with your uncles, helping get with Johnny Rosenblatt getting the stadium built for the Omaha teams, then of course getting the again, the NBA with the Kansas City Omaha Kings, things that have been done at all the facilities, the Outland Trophy banquet, all the different things you've done. I mean, this has been an amazing process.
Yes, Howard, it's been fun to be a part of Omaha and all that history. You just mentioned, you know, our family with my Uncle Charlie and my Uncle Frankie, they were very involved with Civic Auditorium and Rosenblatt Stadium, which were some of the largest facilities in the region here in the Midwest, and hosting exhibition games with you know, the major leagues.
Yep.
All the way to, you know, getting that, like you mentioned, the Kansas City Omaha Kings connection, where we actually had NBA playing here in Omaha, Nebraska. So it's been a great history. Some of the things also that my dad was involved with was the Omaha Racers, if you remember.
Yes.
Bringing in that professional basketball league here, playing at Exarban, winning that league, and just some of those kinds of activities. The Big Eight Volleyball Championships for many years. Nebraska was coming on and winning more and more, and with that Big Eight Championship being located here in Omaha at the Civic Auditorium for a number of years, just, you know, built a foundation for our area being really, really great volleyball caliber of teams all the way throughout every level. So it's just been fun being a part of the Omaha sports scene for all those years.
And again, Joe, as well, with the Outland Trophy banquet here, which I've attended, and that's another big event, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Howard. Every year now, we've been putting it on for the last 20-some years, since 1997, I think it was, that Aaron Taylor was the first recipient.
Yes. And again, we appreciate that event. So, you know, fans, when again, we're visiting with the Mancuso brothers with the Mid-America Exposition. They've got the big Omaha Health Expo coming up this weekend at the Ramada Plaza Center, which is off of I-80 and 72nd Street. So, you see, we've talked about sports and entertainment, and this is such a perfect event, guys, for everybody's wellness, to take care of themselves so they can participate in sports and enjoy things. Tell us a little bit about the flavors of the Omaha Health Expo, because it's going to be a really tremendous event this weekend.
Yeah, this is the annual largest showcase, an opportunity to meet people that can help you with your physical fitness, some of your solutions that you're looking for things that might be aching or having trouble with. Natural, organic is very popular, and this is the place to really get some of these holistic ideas to really do things in a way that are natural and that you could do every day to make your life a little bit less stressful, possibly making also yourself live better and longer. And then, you know, it's always good to be at peace, and getting exercise and fitness is a big part of it, and that's what sports is always about. And we need to continue that. A lot of times you get done, you hang up your cleats.
Right.
And you forget to exercise, to have a plan. And we've got experts that can really help people get motivated, a lot of new therapies that will be on display there that, you know, people may not have thought of that can assist. There's the Iceman therapy, which are excited to host this year, a part of the event. And that's where you actually learn to breathe properly and be able to handle that stress so much better. It's a great exhibition and great thing that people can try, and it's going to be demonstrated at the event. And then in addition, we've got a brand new product that was invented in Omaha that's going to be launched at the show. It's called the Enzo Pro.
Okay.
And it's an actual spray that is very natural that you can spray on any surface and so forth. It's good for home consumer as well as commercial. But what it does is it kills germs, any viruses, anything that comes in contact, 99%, and it's instant. So it's a new innovation that's going to be demonstrated at the show as well.
Again, that's Mike Mancuso talking a little bit about the Omaha Health Expo. Joe, again, this event at the Ramana Plaza Convention Center. Again, we're talking about mind, body, and spirit in the Midwest. So, Joe, enlighten us. There evidently are a lot of events, a lot of speakers in various rooms within the Ramada each day to talk about components of health and nutrition and exercise and wellness.
That's correct, Howard. There's from basically working with a person that's in charge of your body all the way to yoga to... You basically have all different kinds of ways to help yourself live a better and happier life.
And again, fans, this is this weekend. You can go online, of course, to check out things at omahahealthexpo.com. You can also call 402-346-8003 to Mid-America Exposition Omaha to find out about it. What type of crowds, guys, do you think historically will people come, and do they kind of like a free flow around to the exhibitors from your perspective? Does people kind of do their own thing for the couple of days, right?
Right, yeah. We're going to be filling the convention center at the Ramada Plaza with ideas, over 100 exhibits that they can view.
Wow.
There's free parking and free admission with the registration that you can do online. Or at the event, and so it's free to attend, so it's really no barriers for anybody to come. And like I said, health is more interest today than it's ever been, because, you know, you just want to be prepared, build up that immune system, get yourself healthy so that you can, you know, just enjoy as much as we can our lives to the fullest until, you know, we can. And again,
sure.
There's solutions that you can be doing every day that will prevent some of these things that you can avoid in later in life. And you know, you're a perfect example, Howard. You're better today than I think the first time I met you.
On that note, we want to how about that close, guys? On that note, we want to thank a lot. I mean, one of the anchor families, but they do so much in the community. With Mid-America Exposition in Omaha here, we thank Mike Mancuso. We thank Joe Mancuso. Give regards to the family. Again, it's the Omaha Health Expo this weekend, Ramada Plaza Convention Center. Again, thank you for everything you do in the community, guys, and have a great, successful exposition.
Thank you, Howard. And I might mention, too, the Taste of Omaha Festival
Yes.
is scheduled for June 4th through 6th. We're at Elmwood Park.
Right.
And it's going to be a big one this year there, and a lot of great plans and great music, great food. So put it on the calendar for June 4th to the 6th at Elmwood Park.
Thanks a lot, Mike and Joe, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Howard.